We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are continuing the process of the capital punishment, and we first said that we try to find the Meschus, and then we said that you make a Kruz announcement, and now we're going to the actual, getting close to the Mokum where the Skila is. Hayorachik Mabez Skila, Kes Amis, when they're 10 Amis away from the Mokum we're giving him Skila, Oimim Loi, they tell him, Misvada. Say vidui, shekin derech kol musa misvadim. Because the derech is that all people who are getting capital punishment are misvada now on all their averis. Shekol misvada, not only on this avera, all other averis as well. Shekol misvada, yesh chelek lan abo. Someone does vidui, gets chelek lan abo. This will be a onus bi a kaparo. Shekin metzinu ba'achon, sh'om lo Yeshua, b'ni simna kovid l'ashem elekei Yisrael v'tein loy toida. Now, we're going to get more into the story in the Gemara, but just give you a little background. That when Yeshua and Gan's Klal Yisrael captured Yericho, he made a ban that no one is allowed, Acherim, no one is allowed to take any of the stuff, any of the, cannot loot any of the booty of Yericho, any of the possessions of Yericho, everything is Aser. And that was the ban. And Lamai said the next war after Yericho was the war against Ai. Ai was a tiny little city. They didn't even send the whole army. They sent like 3,000 soldiers Yeshua sent to capture it. Because they sent Meraglim. Meraglim said, that's a tiny city. And they went up to the Ai, and Ai attacked them and chased them away and killed 36 people. And Yeshua was devastated. Yeshua fell in front of Hashem and said, why did you tell me to go, even come to Eretz Yisrael? You should have left us in Eva Yarden. Look how dangerous it is. Even Ai attacked us. And Hashem tells Yeshua, what do you mean? The reason why something happened is because Chotah Yisrael, someone did a chait. So he said, who did a chait? So he said, make a girl. And they found that Achon did a chait. And what did Achon do? Achon took from the chayrim, from Yericho. He took from the loot of Yericho. He took things. And because of that, it was a kitrug in Klal Yisrael. And that's why people got killed. So Yeshua, the girl fell on Achon. But so Yeshua told Achon, be misvada. And he's going to get killed, he says, he gets Reifa. But he's going to get Skila. Tomorrow says, later he'll get Skila. And they burnt his possessions. But they told him, be misvada. And he's misvada. And it's Vuyin the Psukim, the guy Kapara, because of that. So that's a little bit of a quick version of the story. We'll see more in the Gemara, but let's see it inside now. So Shkim Rasina Ba'achon, Sha'amala Yeshua. Yeshua tells him, Beni, says, son, Sim no kovid Hashem lekei Yeshua, v'sein lo toida, be moida, be misvada. What you did? By Yan Achon as Yeshua, by Yom, by Yom, and Itaka was mighty. He said, "Omno, Noichi Chadash Hashem Alakei Yishol, Ukuzoyis Kuzoyis Sisi." Itaka did this and this. When Menayin Chikipla Yevida, how you know there's a kapara? Shneim says in the pasuk, by Yom Yeshua, Yeshua says, "Ma'ach Atanu Yak, whatever Hashem made us darkened us, Yak Hashem b'Yom Hazeh, Hashem should do that to you b'Yom Hazeh." But then it says, "V'Yirgmo Yisrael Kol Yisrael Evan." It says they threw stones at him. So what does it say? Today you are darkened. But you're not black, which means you'll get the Olam Haba. Now, that's what we tell the person going out to kill. We tell him, be misvadim. Any day of the svadis. If he doesn't remember all his chatam, he doesn't know misvadim. Even though you tell him, Omer say, Tehmi sasi kapara al kol avayinus. Speak out with your mouth. My misa should be a kapara for all my avayinus. Rabbi Huda Omer, in my yedei ashu mezumim, if he knows himself that those edim are edim mizaymim, Omar, he could say, "Tehmi sasi kapar al kol vaynisai chutz ma'vazev." This is all that I never did. He could say that. Amar loy, the Rachachom said back to Rav Yehuda, "Imkain you call odim oimrim kain gedil ganachas asman." Every person is going to say that before he gets killed. He say, "No, I'm innocent. Okay, my oinus should be a kapar all my oinus. Besides this, I never did this one, even though it's not true." And what's wrong if he says that? The Gemara later on says, "What's wrong is he's going to be yoytzi laz on the edim and dayanim." He's going to be yoytzi laz and say that they're lying. It's not, so therefore, you don't give the guy a right. He shouldn't say that. If the person found him chayiv, usually he is chayiv, and therefore he should not say that. That is our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara. Torah Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk that Yeshua tells Acham, please be misvada, please be moida, please confess that you did those chatam. Torah bar no in law el shabakasha. B'shosh am Kosh Baruch Hu Yeshua chato Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Yisrael did a chait. I'm from Yisrael. Mi chato? Who did a chait? I'm levi chidal tarani. Am I a baal shara? Like we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, we had the same idea, the same Gemara, that It was really a te'elas to know who killed, because you have to know who did the avera, because you have to get rid of the bad out of the Klal Yisrael. But still, if there's a way to do it with a geirel, it's still called lashon hara. V'chidalta ani, if there's not a way to do it, even by te'elas, you should not do it. You should not say lashon hara. V'chidalta ani leicha pel geirelos, make a geirel. Holach vipel geirelos, v'nafal a geirel ochon. And it's important in the psukim that they first did. Like, they went in front of the Urim and Tumim, and they picked out which Shevet and which family, and then they did the Geirel to know which person exactly it was. It wasn't a girl in Gan's Klal Yisrael. It was first narrowed down to the Shevet or to even family, and then they did the Geirel. The girl fell on Achan. So Achan tells Yeshua, what are you doing? You're making a girl, Shkoich. Amle, Yeshua, but girl out the Barlai, you're going to kill me now with a girl? Atah, v'alozah akayim. For example, you and Elazar are two Geradar. Let's say we made a girl between both of you. Well, four on one of them, right? So you tell me one of you guys are Chayiv? I had to Elazar Karin, Shnei Geradar at them. And I need Ma'apa Lechem Geradar, Achem Bekem, who knows, four on one of you. So, a girl's nothing. Girl has to fall on someone. So what's the Raya? I have to fall on someone. It's a fellow on me. And who said it to me? I'm a law. So Yeshua said, I'll talk to Elazar al Geradar. Don't be mighty Laz. Don't defame Geralos. Shall I see the Eretz Yisrael to the Schal of a girl? We're going to split up Eretz Yisrael with a girl. And we need the Klal Yisrael to trust in Geralos. Shanema Achim Geral Yecholak as Eretz. So Tain Taida, please confess. That was the please. Because I want the girl to have a Taikif. Ravina says that by him telling him that please be confessed, it seems like Achon was under the impression that if he confesses, he's going to be Potter. Om Ravina, Shechude Shachte Bemili. He gave basically convinced him with words, Kulam Navakish Khalaido, all I want for you is Aida, a confession. Tain Lai Tarda Vifata, give a confession, you'll be Potter. That's what Achan thought. So Miyad, Yan Achan is Yeshua, Vyam Amanaki Khatas Lashama Kerishal, Kuzois Assisi. And this is what I did, and Taka, they killed him with that confession. Ah, you're going to ask me a good question. Telechairo, how do you kill someone's own confession? You don't just kill someone by own confession, right? If someone walks into the bed and says, I killed someone, you don't know how to kill him. So the Rambam says, Vada, the Rambam Persuasion says, Vada, Shariga is Yeshua, Achan is Hira'as Shah. So he says, really, it was only a Ra'a Shah. And God comes to mind, is another. He found another idea like that, when the someone who was a Ger Amaleki came to tell David HaMelech about Shaul, that Shaul got killed. And he said that Shaul HaMelech was dying, and he helped Shaul HaMelech get killed. And he said, I finished off Shaul HaMelech. He did him a favor. And David HaMelech killed this Ger Amalekim, getting a Shmuel. So you see the Shaydir, he was Aida. And the Tarot says, Ra Shah, Ayin Chom, and the Mefarshim. I don't know if anyone tells the suit to this, but I'm telling it too. At the beginning of Shmuel Beis, Ayin Chom, the Shmak Maisa of Torah, of part of Nach. Yeah. Zogtik Maravait. Omer Vasi, Omer Abichirino. Melamed Shemol Ochon. So it says, Kuzois Sis, Omer Vasi, Omer Rab. I shouldn't say like a shmak ma'isa. I'm saying it's a piece of Torah. It was not a good ma'isa because David Melech was very upset that he killed Melech Yisrael, even though he was dying anyway. Ayin Chom in the Mefarshim. Omer Vasi Omer Chidim. Lamed Shemal Ochon B'Shloisha Charam. That you see from Kazois Asisi means besides for this, there are two other things. Three Charam. Shnayim Me Moshe V'Echem Me Yeshua. There were two Charam, means in the wars that Moshe fought. So Rashi's one was Kanani Melech Arad, another was another war. There also, it says, V'chramti Esareyem, that Moshe says, you should not take from the loot. And he was over there also. And one time, Yeshua, Shudem HaKazoyis, Kazoyis Sisi. Rabbi Yechon HaMam Shemar Allah Zemar Shemin, Chamisha, it was five times. Arb Mei Moshe, V'echa Mei Yeshua. Shudem HaNoichi Chatasi, U'Kazoyis, Kazoyis Sisi, two extra Vavs. U'Kazoyis, Sisi, two extra Vavs, is four, and this. Now, which five things are this? The Rebbein Chananel tells you the five cherims. So he says, Becherim Midian, Becherim Knani Melech Arad, Becherim Sichoin, Becherim Oig. Those are the four in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime that he was over those cherim, and then the cherim Yerichai in the days of Yehoshua. So Gemara's question is, if Achan already did four times, he already took loot illegally, so why didn't they get Einish till then? Only by here, by Yerichai, got Einish? Va'ad hashta my time lo inish. Amar Yechon Shemar Lazer B'Shimin. Look, he's like onash al anistaris. They were not that the Klai Yisrael did not get an einish on things that were hidden, because Achron was hidden, Ach over Yisrael's Yarden. Till Klai Yisrael crossed the Yarden, then Klai Yisrael Ravim Zelazeh even finished Doris. Which means, until they got to Har Gris Maravon, they were Kabul Arvis. So then, if someone did Avera bin Astaris, the whole Klai Yisrael didn't suffer for that. But after you get there to Yisrael, Klai Yisrael Ravim Zelazeh, if someone does Avera bin Nistar, then Gans Klai Yisrael gets a chait. And even then, the Rasha says, it's not so posh that everyone will get a chait if someone does Avera bin Nistar. It means, if it's something to do with Klai Yisrael as well. And here he said, it was a taina on Yeshua, they made a chayim on Yericha, Hashem never told him to do that, and there was a little taina on Yeshua, together with the chait of Achon, that's what caused this magefa, this attack of Ai that killed so many people. Zog Tigmar, this din that Nestoris are, that Nestoris, you don't get a chait, you don't get einish for Nestoris. Klai Yisrael not get einish for Nestoris until after Eva Yardin, it's really b'chagis tanoim. A pasuk in Parashas Netzavim, I think it is. Ketanoi, Hanistorois LaShem Elokeinu VaNiglos Lonu Ulevaneinu Ad Olam LeShteitim Pasuk, and we darshan like this: that Hanistorois is LaShem Elokeinu take care of VaNiglos Lonu Ulevaneinu. The Niglos, things that are in the open, we are responsible Ad Olam. Now, if you look in the Sefer Torah, there are a few dots on Lonu Ulevaneinu and on the Ayin of Ad Olam. Loma Nokud Al Alonu v'loneinu v'al ayin shiva'ad melameh shtoy onash al nestoris atcha over Yisrael as a yardin dir Rabbi Yehuda, which means like this: the oisus on lonu v'neinu are there to tell us that lonu v'neinu is going back on the word nestoris. Hanestoris lonu v'neinu, but there's a little dot on top of the ad to tell you that it only happens after they pass the yardin. Then even hanestoris is lonu v'neinu, that we're going to have to be responsible for nestoris. After the Makabal, the Arvis, the responsibility for others by Hagriz and Harevel, after they passed the Yarden, so then Hanistoris is Lonul Vanein. That's our view of the Darshans. Omer Nechemya, Vichy Onish al Nistoris Loilam. Is it possible we get Onish forever? We're going to get Onish for other people's Nistoris? Like right now, Maraylam, it's Mashma, Hanistoris Hashem Lakenu is that Oilam. It's only Hashem Lakenu. Eli says the opposite, Joshua. Hanistoros forever Lashem Lekenu. Ba Niglois Lonu Lvanenu, that Niglois we are all responsible for was only after Eva Yardin. Elik Hashem Shle Onish on Astoros, Kachle Onish al Inchim Shivigalui, there was no Onish on Klai Yisrael for Inchim that someone does Begali, Acha Ovru Yisrael's Yardin, till Klai Yisrael passed the Yardin. So now the problem is, according to Rav Nechemya, that you're not Chayef in Astoros, so why by Yerichoi were you Chayef Achon? It was in Astoros. Ela Achon, on top of Memdal and Alf, my timer Inish. Why did the Klai get Oynish? I asked the Storis, and he says that the Storis of Hashem Lekenu, even after he passed the Yarden. Talk to Gemara, Meshum, Davi Yadi Be'ishtoe Bonot. Because his wife and children knew about it, and the Klai is with three people know about something, that already is considered that everyone knows about it. The Pasuk says that Kosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Choto Yisrael. Omer of Abba Zavdo, a very famous Gemara, Afa Pisha Choto Yisrael Hu. Even though he did a chait, and we'll see he did a lot of chatam, this Achon, still, he's called the Yisrael. He's always the Yisrael. Amar Rav Abba, Hayin Dam Inchi, Asa, a rose, the Koye Ben Echilfi, that's sitting in the thorns, Asa, Shemei, it's called a rose, Va'asa Karlei. And it is a rose, and we call it a rose. It's definitely a rose. Same thing with Klai Yisrael. No matter how many chatam they do, they still are considered a rose. They still are considered a rose. Zog Tegum Arvaita, it says in the Pasuk, that Chotu Yisrael, v'gam Ovar as Brisi, Asher Tzvisa Yisam, they were over a bris, v'gam Lachu ben Acherim, v'gam Gomva, v'gam Kichashu, v'gam Som v'Kaleim. So what is this Ovar as Brisi, and what's this other Averis? Well, Maestas talk about Achon at the end of the day. Achon was one of those Averis. So v'gam Ovar as Brisi, Asher Tzvisa Yisam, and let's count the Gams. The first Gam is Gam Ovar as Brisi, Asher Yisam, then the second is Gam Lachu ben Acherim, Gam Gomvu is three, Gam Kochu is four Gam, and Gam Soma Beklaim is five Gams. Om Rabbi Loim, Mr. Rabbi Yudabar Misparto, Melamei Che'ovar, Ochon, Al Chamisha, Chumshe Torah. See, in the five Gams, he was over on Gantz Kol Torah Kula, and Chamisha, Chumshe Torah. Shneemar, Chamisha Gam. Om Rabbi Loim, another thing about Ochon, he was not a good person. Om Rabbi Loim, Mr. Rabbi Yudabar Misparto, Ochon Moshech Bar Lossi, even though he had a Mila, he schlepped his Arla to cover up his Mila. Gilu doesn't have a Mila. He was embarrassed to have a Mila. Moshech Bar Lossi, Ksiv Ochon Vigam Ovros Brisi, Ksiv Hossam, it's Brisi Hefar. We're talking about the Bris. Freit the Gemara, Pshita, it says, Oivar on the Chavisha Chavisha Torah. Of course he did this also. Mao the Tema, Some say b'mitzvah degufe, something in his body itself, like paka, that much he wasn't, didn't do. Or it means stam mitzvah, he was not paka. K'masvon, even so, he did this. It says in the pasuk, v'chi asa nevala b'Yisrael. It says, v'hoya anilkad b'cherim yisar b'esh, oysev es kosh loiki, avar es b'rith Hashem, v'chi asa nevala b'Yisrael. So, the verse is pshita. Okay, I skipped the line. That he was mezana with the Naram Rasa. Says by Naram Rasa, can also the vala be Israel? So he was over Naram Rasa. Pshita, he did over all chumish from Shdar. Ma'ot have a coolly highly pakar nafshei. He didn't mamish be mezana with Naram Rasa, which is rala brio. He's rala shemayim. Rashi says he's mevayis the mishpacha of the naira. He asks her a baila. Maybe he didn't do that much. K'maslon, yes, he did that much. Ravina Amar, Dina, no, doesn't mean that he actually was mezana with Naira Marasa. What we do with the Gzeres Shava, Navala is that Dine can Naira Marasa v'skila. His din was v'skila, and that's learning from the pasuk that he got skila. Now, why did he get skila? The Mashal says the reason why he got skila, so the first pshat in the Gemara is because he was mezana with Naira Marasa. But now we're just learning out that he got skila, so why did he get skila? Zok the Mashal, the reason we got skila is because it happened on Yerichai that they captured Yerichai. He was the things he took, we'll see in the next Gemara, Metz Shem, tomorrow's year. The things he took from the loot, he carried it, and therefore he was Chayav Skila because of Chilul Shabbos.